the cotton industry, who got all their wealth during the time of slavery, and are still wealthy companies and profiting from that time.
They profited from the hard work of slaves who did not get paid and were mistreated.
They did not. Well, there might be some cases where that might have been the case.
Okay, so I'm going to sing a song. This is a song that Billie Holiday made famous. It's written by a guy by the name of
Abel Mirabal.
Thank you. And he's a very interesting guy himself. See if you can figure out what this song is about. I'll just sing it. You got the words up here. I need absolute silence. Southern trees bear a strange fruit. Blood on the leaves, blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern trees. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Of the gallant South, the big bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the trees to drop. Here is a strange and bitter cry.
So what is that? What is that? You said it's the blues. What is this about?
Southern breeze.
Right. Exactly. That means black people are being calm. So who is the strange fruit? Right. And sometimes black women. And actually, if you were a white person that fought for the rights of black people, you too got strung up in trees.
That's true too. There were a lot of white people who were strung up as well. But 70% of these lynchings were African American.
Yeah. And there are lynchings that continue even today. Just 10 years ago, this young man was lynched in Wyoming, based solely on the fact that he was gay. These two guys beat him up and left him for dead up on a fence. Just because he was gay. This guy, right?
Yeah.
Emmett Till. Here we have the story of Emmett Till. He was 14 years old in a small Mississippi.